Chapter 50. "Your problem," Dick said, "is you're scared."
"Of what?"
"Of the relationship. You were burned pretty badly, and now you are leery."
"Once burned," Jesse said.
"What's your biggest fear in the relationship?"
"I'll fuck up again and lose her again."
Dick smiled.
"And if she fucks up?" he said.
Jesse frowned.
"Molly said almost the same thing," Jesse said.
"For free."
"What did Molly say?"
"She said maybe the breakup was Jen's fault."
"Was it?" Dick said.
"I guess in any breakup there's two people at fault."
"That sounds good," Dick said.
"Do you believe it?
Viscerally?"
"No. I'm pretty sure I drove her away." Dix nodded and leaned his head back and looked up at the ceiling for a moment. Then he looked at Jesse.
"You were co-opting the responsibility," Dix said.
"Bad things happen. If it's your fault, then you can hope to prevent it in the future by not making the same mistake again. But if it is her fault, wholly or partly, then you can't prevent it. You have to depend on her, wholly or partly, to prevent it."
Jesse didn't say anything for a time.
Dix waited.
Jesse nodded to himself.
Dix was right. "It's about control," he said.
"You could think of it that way.
And trust."
"If warranted," Dix said.
"And the sexualization stuff?" Jesse said.
"That would be part of the control thing."
Dix sighed.
"I think that's a paper tiger," Dix said.
"I think you've clung to it as a way of keeping the responsibility. If you are ever alert and don't sexualize the relationship, then you won't lose her.
So why we've been talking about it?
I think you will be able to better integrate her past sexual indiscretions into your life," Dick said. "If you spend less time thinking about her in exclusively sexual terms, it might bring you some peace. But I doubt that it was the cause of the breakup or would cause one now. What you describe is mostly a healthy libido."
"It is?"
"Sure," Dick said. "And your fears have been exacerbated by the case you're working on in which control and loveless sexual objectification is rampant.
And that's why the case matters so much."
"Probably," Dick said.
"So how do we fix this?"
"You stop being the way you are," Dick said.
"Like that?"
"Sure, like that.
You think this is voodoo?
If you're doing something self-destructive, sooner or later you have to decide to stop."
"So what the hell do you do?" Jesse said.
"I help get you to where you can stop."
"And you think I'm there?"
"Hell yes," Dick said. "You are a tough guy. You can do what you decide you have to do. You'll either trust Jen or accept that you don't and see what that brings."
Jesse nodded.
"So all you've done is get me ready," he said.
Dick smiled at him.
"Readiness is all," he said.